Kyle Radama Rava Kunaviari. Kyle Radama Rava Kunaviari. Kopi dana balava yirvana dare. Kopi dana balava yirvana dare. Kopi dana balava yirvana dare. Kaso dana dana braja dana ranjana. Yasodhanandana Vrajadhana Ranjana. Samunati Ravanacharya. Samunati Ravanacharya. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari. Kopi dana balava yirvana dare. Kopi dana balava yirvana dare. Yasodhanandana Vrajadhana Ranjana. Yasodhanandana Vrajadhana Ranjana. Samunati Ravanacharya. Samunati Ravanacharya. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari. Kopi dana balava yirvana dare. Kopirana Vallabha Girvanadhari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Dhanaranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Dhanaranjana Samunakira Vanacharya Damunatiha Vanacharya Chayorata Madhava Kundavyarya Paramahansa Paravadakacharya Asatara Sadushi Sriman, His Divine Grace, Lacey, Bhaktivedanta Swami Raj, Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Kaur Premanande, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 11, The Perfect Society, Four Social Classes, Text Number 3. Translation. O best of the Brahmins, you are directly the son of Prajapati, Lord Brahma. Because of your austerities, mystic yoga, and trance, you are considered the best of all of Lord Brahma's sons. Text 4. Narayana para vipra dharmam guyam param vidu karuna sarvas shantas tvadvida natatapare. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. No one is superior to you in peaceful life and mercy, and no one knows better than you how to execute devotional service or how to become the best of Brahmins. Therefore, you know all the principles of confidential religious life, and no one knows them better than you. Purport. Yudhisthira Maharaj knew that Narada Muni is the best supreme spiritual master of the human society who can teach the path of spiritual liberation leading to the understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, it is for this purpose that Narada Muni compiled his Bhakti Sutra and gave directions in the Narada Pancharatra. To learn about religious principles and the perfection of life, one must take instruction from the disciplic succession of Narada Muni. Our Krishna consciousness movement is directly in the line of the Brahma Sampradaya. Narada Muni received instructions from Lord Brahma and in turn transmitted the instructions to Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva instructed his son, Shukadeva Goswami, who spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. The Krishna consciousness movement is based on Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Because Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by Shukadeva Goswami and Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna, there is no difference between them. We strictly follow the principles of disciplic succession. We are certainly on the right path of spiritual liberation, our eternal engagement in devotional service. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddha Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tiramane Namaste Saraswatam Deve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvisesa Shunyavadi Paskatya De Sitarane. In this verse it emphasized that one must hear from a person who's strictly a devotee of Krishna. It is said in the Padma Purana, Sampradaya Vihina Ye Mantras Te Nishpala Mata. So this word Sampradaya, Sam means completely, and Pra means the best, and Daya means which gives. So Sampradaya means that line which gives the best completely. And the best, completely the best, is Krishna. So to give Krishna means to give the best completely. Sampradaya vihina ye mantra. So if one receives a mantra which is not vihina, which is not from the Sampradaya, then te, his mantra is nishpala. Pala means fruit, and nishpala means it will give no fruit. Mantra Sampradaya vihinas ye mantras te nishpala mata. His mantra won't have any effect. Or, as it says in the Mahabharata, Tarka apratishta shuteya vibina nastavari shiryasyan ibina dharmasya tadvam nihitam guhayam mahajno yena kata sapanta. That those who have taken to the process of argument to try to understand the Supreme, better known as mental speculation, then they can't actually realize Krishna. It is said, bhakti mama vijananti yavan yas chasmi tatvataha. It is not by some intellectual gymnastics that one can understand Krishna. It is only through the process of devotion. Therefore, to find out, to hear from someone who's engaged in the process of intellectual speculation or mental speculation, will not actually, such a person could not have actually understood who Krishna is, because Krishna doesn't reveal himself through the process of mental speculation. As a matter of fact, Lord Brahma says, Jnane priyasam udapastanamanta eva. If one wants to make progress in spiritual life, he has to put far away this process of mental speculation, put it aside, and instead become submissive. Submissive into what? Jivanti sanmukaritam bhavidya avaratam. To hear from the devotees who, out of their hearts, out of their affection, out of their eagerness to love Krishna, are glorifying Krishna. Therefore, tarka pratishta shutiya vibina. Although one may be very expert at all the facets of the Vedic literature, if one doesn't come to the conclusion of the Vedas to surrender to Krishna, then the Vedas actually have no real value. And nastavari shiryasyana vina, there are so many sages and they have their own particular understanding of what is reality. So to hear from them also has no real value. Just like in the Vedic literature, there are six prominent sages, Jaimini and Astavakra and Gautama, but Bhaktivinoda Thakura says that these are simply like highway robbers waiting to waylay a pilgrim on the path of spiritual life. Although, just like Jaimini, he's a disciple of Vyasadeva, he propounds fruitive activities as the ultimate goal of life. So of course he himself doesn't actually believe that the goal of life is simply to collect things in the material world or to obtain a better position in the material world. But because Vyasadeva had asked him to compile the Vedic literature, the Karmakanda portion, and therefore he did it, and he glorified the Karmakanda portion to the best of his ability. But one who takes to this understanding how to become better situated in the material world through fruitive activities, one who becomes associated and becomes appreciative of the enthusiasm for sense gratification, fruitive activities in the material world, then his spiritual life becomes destroyed. Bhogaishvaya prasaktanam taya parita chetasam yavasayatmika buddhi samado na naviyate. There's no possibility of actually becoming Krishna conscious if one is interested in bhoga and aishvarya and sense gratification and material opulence. But these things are glorified in the Vedic literature expertly by expert personalities such as Jainmini, and similarly things like mental speculation, the yoga system by Patanjali, mental speculation by persons such as Gautama. These are expertly presented, and by associating with such sages, one will become bewildered from the path of self-realization. Therefore, if one actually wants to become enthusiastic about and to realize the actual path, the progressive path of spiritual life, then dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. Guhayam means just like in the innermost part of one's heart. If one is actually meditating on and loving Krishna, then one can actually understand what is the purpose of the Vedic literature. Therefore, mahajano yena kata sapanta. That is the disciple succession, the path of developing eagerness to please Krishna, to engage in Krishna's service. Just like Prabhupada gives the story of one sage, or one thief. He was listening to one professional Bhagavatam reciter. And in the recitation, the reciter was saying that in Vrindavan, there's one little boy, and he's covered with jewels. And so the thief thought, let me go there in Vrindavan, I'll find this boy, and I'll steal everything from him, and I'll become rich. Therefore, he went to Vrindavan with this desire to let me find this boy. So everywhere he was looking for this boy, this anxiety, where is this boy? I'll find him, I'll steal all his jewels, I'll become a millionaire. So everywhere he's looking, and Krishna understood his anxiety, his sincere interest to find him, so he revealed himself in Vrindavan. So the thief said, give me your jewels. And Krishna said, no, my mother will be angry if I give my jewels away. I can't do it. So the thief began to argue with Krishna. But because of Krishna's association, he became purified, he became Krishna's devotee. And he said, all right. Then finally Krishna said, all right, you can take the jewels. He said, no, it's all right. Somehow or another, yena tena prakarena mana Krishna niveshaya. Somehow or another, one has to find the means to fix one's mind upon Krishna. Just like Srila Prabhupada, when he came, he did not try to introduce so many rules and regulations that you are women, you are men, you have to be separated, you have to eat with your right hand, you have to do this, you have to do that. At first, Prabhupada didn't say anything about these things. He simply tried to give people Krishna, tried to attract them to Krishna consciousness. And when even after he gave initiation, still, it wasn't until later on in the week that he posted the rules and regulations to devotional service. They asked him, oh, is that all we have to do? And Prabhupada said, oh, I'm glad you asked. Somehow or another, to give people Krishna, and if one actually comes in contact with Krishna, then automatically one will become interested in how to make further progress. If one can get some taste of associating with Krishna in the spirit of devotion, then naturally he'll want to find out how to maintain that meditation on Krishna. Somehow or another. So that is the job of the disciple succession, to reveal the process. Otherwise, it is said, the so-called sampradayas who give some mantra, secret mantra, you have to pay for. But what is the value if it doesn't bring one into contact with Krishna in the spirit of devotion? Therefore, it said also, Avaishnava mukod girnam putam harigatam ritam. Shavana naiva kartavyam sarpochistam ita paya. So, Avaishnava mukod girnam. That if one is not a devotee of Krishna and he is giving some preaching, Avaishnava mukod girnam harikatam putam harikatam ridam, that he's preaching but he's not a devotee of Krishna, then it is just like shavana naiva kartavyam sarpochistam yatapaya. It's just like when a serpent touches milk with its tongue. Although milk is very nice, very nourishing, but as soon as the serpent touches it, then it becomes poisonous. So one who doesn't have love for Krishna, one who's not interested in serving Krishna, when they come in contact with the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and they begin to give their commentaries, then it's just like they're like serpents who have touched the nectar, the milk of the Bhagavatam, of the Bhagavad Gita, and they've given it a poisonous effect. Therefore, we see before Srila Prabhupada came, there are so many Bhagavad Gitas, but anyone who read it, they became convinced that Krishna is not the personality of Godhead. They became convinced that the last person in the world we want to surrender to is Krishna. So many Bhagavad Gitas, and Prabhupada would always point out this scholar in India, vice president of India, he's writing, it is not to Krishna that you should surrender. The whole purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to teach one how to surrender to Krishna, and he's a scholar, he's saying, the whole purpose of Bhagavad Gita is, it is not to Krishna to surrender. So this is called sarpochistam yatapaya. Bhagavad Gita is like milk, but by the commentaries of these so-called scholars, atheists, demons, it becomes just like poison. But it is said, nigama kalpatu tarara galitam sukumukam amritam dravasam yutam pibata bhagavatam alayam rasam bhuvi bhavuka rasika bhuvi bhavukaha. That Sukadeva Goswami, he's taking the Srimad Bhagavatam after hearing it from his father, and he's just like a parrot. Therefore, he's called Shuka. Actually, in the Krishna Lila, he is a parrot. He's Radharani's parrot. If you're going to be a parrot, you might as well be Radharani's parrot. So, Nigama Kalpatula Taror Galitam. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the desire tree of the fruit, or is the fruit of the desire tree of Vedic literature. The Vedic literature is actually meant to give people whatever they want. Here in present society, people don't know what they want. Just like we are hearing that in Holland, people, they think they know what they want. They think that they're independent, and they're free, they have their own free will, and they whatever they want, that's what they get. But actually they have no idea what they want, that's why they turn on the television set, and they find out what they want from the television. And then they think, well, this is what I want, something, I'm special. This is my own desire, and it's come spontaneously from my heart. And this is who I am. My individuality is expressed by this desire. But actually it's simply a product of whatever TV commercial they happen to watch at the time. And generally all the propagandists had to commit more and more sinful activities. Therefore, the material energy tries to make it difficult. It doesn't try to make it easy to commit sinful activities. Material energy is actually, Maya is actually the living entity's friend. It doesn't want to encourage, yes, you know, jump over the cliff and see what it's like when you land, when you splash on the rock. You'll find out what the new sensation is like. Now, Maya is also a devotee of Krishna. It doesn't want to see people destroy themselves, either their spiritual life or their material life. Therefore, she's always trying to discourage people from sinful activity. But presently, modern society is encouraging people to commit more and more sinful activities and suffer more and more. Therefore, the Vedic literature actually gives one's real desires, even materially speaking. In the material world, people actually want to be happy. People don't want to live in hellish cities surrounded by all kinds of pollution, air pollution, water pollution, noise pollution. People actually want to live peaceful, happy, healthy lives. But because they don't know how, therefore the Vedic literature teaches them, like the mother teaches the child, what to do and what not to do. So it says, Nigama Kalpaturar Galitam Palam, that the Srimad Bhagavatam is the very ripened fruit of the tree of the Vedic literature. The essence of the very essence of the Vedic knowledge, how to become happy, how to become eternal, this is all explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But Sukhamukham Amrita Drava Samyutam, it is Shukadeva Goswami, he's touched the Bhagavatam by his recitation, just like sometimes a parrot touches the fruit of a tree, and by his touching the fruit of a tree, the fruit becomes more digestible, more sweet. Similarly, by Shukadeva Goswami's recitation, the Srimad Bhagavatam has become more sweet and understandable. Pibata Bhagavatam Rasa Alayam Mahura Mahu Rasika Bhavu Bhavukaha. Therefore, all the thoughtful and intelligent men, they should try to relish the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially hearing it from disciple succession. Not that we think, let me jump to Krishna immediately and I'll enjoy Krishna and I'll enjoy the Srimad Bhagavatam, not through disciple succession. But even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he never tried to jump over even his own spiritual master. He never tried to jump over the disciple succession. He said, Naham vipra na cha narapatir, naham vapi na sudra, naham griyapatir na navapi, whatever. Gopi bharata padakamalayor dasa dasu anodasa. Kintu prodan nikalasa amritad yadasvir. Gopi bharata padakamalayor dasa dasa anodasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the devotees who are serving Krishna. Because in the spiritual world, their actual happiness is not simply to love Krishna, but is to experience the feelings of love that the residents of Vrindavan have for Krishna. Even sweeter than Krishna is the feelings of love that the inhabitants of Vrindavan have for Krishna. So much so that even Krishna, he wanted to take the position of one of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani, just to experience what it's like to love Krishna. So when he becomes a devotee of the devotees, he's able to experience the devotion of all the residents of Vrindavan that they have for Krishna. And that's even sweeter than simply trying to love Krishna on one's own. One may have some love for Krishna, but the residents of Vrindavan have unlimited love for Krishna, which is unlimitedly sweet. So this is called disciple succession. It is through disciple succession that one becomes connected to the mood of serving the devotees of Krishna. And here, Yudhisthira Maharaj is praising Narada Muni because he's actually in disciple succession, coming from Krishna, coming from Krishna's devotees. Therefore, he actually knows what is the real purpose of the Vedic literature,
What is the real purpose of knowledge? He knows how to connect people to Krishna, how to develop one's anxiety. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavi tamati kriya tamidi kutopi labhyate tatra loyam mulyam ekalam janma koti sukritarna labhyate. That loyam, that greed, that eagerness to obtain Krishna, that's obtained by serving those who are more greedy than we are to obtain Krishna. It is not obtained any other way. Tatra, and therefore it says, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavi tamati. Our aim is to become absorbed in the thoughts and the mellows, the feelings of the devotees towards Krishna. The loving reciprocations between Krishna and his devotees is known as rasa bhavi tamati. This is our aim, is to become absorbed, immersed in these mellows constantly. Therefore, kutopi labhyate. Wherever one can find that, that's where he should go. But what is the price? Tatra loyam mulyam ekalam. The price is that one has to develop this greed to do so. Not that, well, I don't feel like becoming Krishna conscious today. I think I'll stay in Maya. We'll do it tomorrow. One has to develop this greed. Even one's mind is saying, well, take it easy. It's not really so important. Still, one has to develop the greediness to become Krishna conscious, and that's obtained by serving the devotees. It is not obtained by any other way. Janma koti sukritarna labhyate. Even doing pious activities for millions of lifetimes will not bring one to the state of Krishna consciousness. It is only by shushusho shadadanasya vasudeva kataruchi syan mahat sevaya vipra punya tirtha nishevana. It is only by developing a sincere desire to become a servant of the servant of the devotees. It doesn't mean that I take a spiritual master, I become a faithful servant of my spiritual master, and the other devotees, I don't even know whether they're devotees or not. No, the spiritual master teaches one how to become a faithful servant of all the devotees. That's why he's a spiritual master. Otherwise, if one is fixed in this idea that it's only me and Krishna, or maybe me, Krishna, and the spiritual master, it's a triumvirate. It's a couple. It's a triple. This is called Archam Eva Harye Pujam Yakshadaye Hate Nata Daneshu Changeshu Sabakta Prakrita Smritaha. So, one who thinks that I love Krishna and I have some respect for my spiritual master, but he doesn't understand who anyone else is, then he's almost material. Praya Bhakta. No, one has to come to at least the second class platform to actually appreciate devotional service, in which, under the direction of the spiritual master, he learns to become a servant of the other Vaishnavas. And he sees the potential within everyone who's innocent to become a Vaishnav, and he doesn't waste his time uselessly fighting with those who are not Krishna's devotees. So this is the purpose. If one actually wants to become Krishna conscious, he has to learn how to become a servant of all the devotees and to make others who are potentially devotees, how to help them advance. This is the disciplic succession, and how to avoid unnecessary association with non-devotees. So we'll stop there. Are there any questions? Yes.
You said that Maya discourages us from simple activities. Can you explain that a little?
Well, for those who get smashed, who get hit over the head constantly, if they take that as encouragement, then that's due to their less intelligence. Sometimes the devotees, they do frivolous activities and they get their leg broken or their head smashed. So that's Maya. It wasn't due to their pure devotion that it happened. It was Maya giving them some encouragement to stop that activity, become more serious. So the devotee knows when he's faced with some difficulty, this is also Maya's benediction, so he can become more serious. Similarly for the karmis, every sinful activity gives a heavy reaction. And it's meant to encourage them to stop that activity. But they take it as encouragement. Just like the ass, it goes to the she-ass for sex. The she-ass kicks the male ass in the face, and he's thinking, oh, this is her love for me. She loves me. So this is the wrong interpretation. So under the direction of Krishna, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, one can properly interpret. But an ass will never interpret things properly. Therefore, those who are discretinas, those who are mudhas, mayaprita jnanas, those who are naradamas, and those who are bhavam ashityas, they never understand these things properly. They take Maya's kicks as encouragement. They think, now we've polluted the air, let's pollute the water. Now we can't live in, now the city has become hell, let's make the country into hell too. Because it's not the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita wasn't spoken by Dr. Radha Krishna. It was spoken by Krishna. It wasn't spoken by Gandhi. It was spoken by Krishna. So we want to hear from Krishna what he said. We don't want to hear from someone else's mental speculation. It's actually spoken by Krishna. It's good. Even Prabhupada, the first Bhagavad Gita, before Prabhupada had his Bhagavad Gita, there was a translation by Dr. Radha Krishna, who used to be the vice president of India. So Prabhupada said, you can read the verses, don't read the purport. He said, the verses are good, the purport's very bad. So as long as it's from Krishna, then it's all right. Well, he is a resident of Vrindavan, and we are supposed to follow him. So that follows that we should follow that resident of Vrindavan. It's unlikely, just like the topmost resident of Vrindavan is Srimati Radharani. And she's come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his desire is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And practically speaking, Srila Prabhupada was the only one who did it. So if we want to find out who's actually serving the residents of Vrindavan the best, that was Srila Prabhupada. So if we want to find out how to serve the residents of Vrindavan, we should follow Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, it's very unlikely, although others may seem very elevated in some respect, and they may even be elevated in some respect, but as far as actually pleasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's no one compared to Prabhupada. And even now we can see in Prabhupada's absence, you know, if there are other persons who are so elevated in their consciousness, why they can't actually spread Krishna consciousness like Prabhupada did. And we can see, practically speaking, even amongst Prabhupada's godbrothers or nephews, they don't actually initiate very much Krishna consciousness. All they do is take advantage of our movement, even if they don't personally want to take advantage of it. But even the people who go to them, or more practically all of them, are just coming from our movement as life members or friends of Krishna or something, because they're associating with Prabhupada's movement, therefore they become inspired. Anything else? All right, thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande.